You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Following months of anti-government protests and violence from the Omhara and Oromo regions, Ethiopia has declared a state of emergency, which includes a ban of online communications. Diplomats are also restricted from travelling more than 40 kilometres outside of the nation's capital, Addis Ababa, without prior notice or approval. The state of emergency will last 6 months. Over the past year, more than 500 people have died in anti-government protests, but the level of violence escalated when 55 people were killed this month at a religious festival in Bishoftu. About 60% of Ethiopia's population has been involved in protest and civil unrest for the past year. The Ahmara and Oromo are the two largest ethnic groups in the nation and are also the majority of the protesters. International entities such as the United Nations and the European Union have called for government intervention. And the bishops of the Catholic Church of Ethiopia are calling for action. Father Hagios Haish, the General Secretary of the Ethiopian Bishops' Conference, spoke to me about the recent protests and about the need to create open dialogue between citizens and the government.
For almost 10 months, there was social unrest in different parts of Ethiopia, particularly in the Oromia region and in the Amhara region. The agenda of the social unrest had been proposed by the group of people who were doing the social unrest, different requests to the government. And then because there was no immediate response to their request, social unrest continues in different parts of the country. So the Bishops' Conference of the Catholic Church in Ethiopia, together with other religious leaders in the country, sat down for a discussion and then to review about the situations. They made a statement both to the government, to the young people, and then to also the social network, to encouraging them to come and then speak and make a dialogue around the table instead of destroying properties, but also, importantly, which is unfortunate, but the loss of life of many people. And so the religious leaders in Ethiopia together, they made a statement twice on the public media requesting the public plus the government to solve the situation in discussion and dialogue. And then so the Catholic Church also circulated a letter to all the dioceses and to the parishes and to the religious congregations to pray for the last 30 days starting from the Ethiopian New Year, which is September 11. So that prayer was finished 2 days ago. And now again, the bishops met to reflect on the situation. And then again, they will be organizing a prayer for 7 days, a novena prayer for peace. The government declared a state of emergency. So we had been in problem to access some of our missions, some institutions, health facilities were having a problem to provide the services to people because the road was blocked. But now we have seen a little bit of hope that the road is being opening. But still, the Bishops' Conference, together with other religious leaders, are insisting on the government, plus on the young people and then elders of the country, to come together and then make a roundtable dialogue, and so that we could have a common solution for the challenging situation that we are in.
Father Hagios, have there been any response to your appeal to come together for dialogue?
For the dialogue, there should be a platform to be created that so the religious leaders are working in different small groups so that to organize ourselves so that when we make the call that we create a platform where people can come together on this. So we are on progress of preparing this event where we'll be inviting people to come together and then discuss. But from the Catholic Church side, we are making the prayer in all the chapels and parishes so that people will also contribute to the prayer, and then people will able to also listen to one another. But we are in preparation right now for that, so that they might come around the table.
When you say religious leaders, these are religious leaders of different faiths?
Yeah, we have an Interfaith Council of Ethiopia, which we have an office also for it, and then 7 religious institutions are part of this, which is a group from Christians and then Muslims. So we are continuously discussing on this, and it is this office that the board of the religious leaders that are facilitating this, and then we are hoping that number one action that we are hoping is that different actors will able to listen to one another, and then maybe after listening, we can come to the main agendas of all these causes. Still, we are trying to understand what the cause of all this are, and so to have a common map road of the situation.
Are you hoping that a government representative will be present for the round table?
Well, our call is to all stakeholders, to the government, opposition parties, elders and professionals, expertise in the country, and for all those who would be good willing to contribute in peace building in the country. So, yes, it is our proposal and call is very inclusive, but we can't anticipate now how the response is going to be. But we are so optimistic through the prayers that God will also inspire the minds of all Ethiopians and will work out through.
So do you have a time frame? Do you know more or less when you hope the event to take place?
Yeah, there is a time frame, but we are also scanning the question because it had been very changing from place to place and then from another agenda to another agenda. So it was a very changing kind of situation. So we have an internal time frame that we still didn't declare it because the working group is still working on. So it will be too early for me to indicate the time frame now, but we are working on it. Like today afternoon, I am having a meeting on that.
That was Father Hagios Hayish, General Secretary of the Ethiopian Bishops' Conference.